Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Here we are, back again, ready to do battle with these cards once more. Glad to have you with us, blog talkers. I hope you're getting in the queue. The sooner you are in the queue, the sooner you will get a reading and won't be left out when the hour, is over. And Facebookers, glad to have you with us. Anybody like to join them? They are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. Anybody can join. Lots of good folks there for you to meet. And if we run out of actual callers, we often turn to Facebook. So it's kind of like hedging your bets a little bit for getting a reading. Want to remind everyone, we're going to use ordinary playing cards for the readings here during the show. This is standard practice. It's how my grandmother taught me all those years ago. And I'm very happy to share the insights of the cards with you. Also want to mention that I will be using a 24-card layout for each of our calls. This is my personal preference. It's the one that I use, traditionally with my clients. I use it for life coaching. I use it for intuitive guidance and also just for psychic readings. So be aware that it'll take me a moment to lay them out. And that's about it. But it gives me a good chance to get a look at you, what your life has been like, where you're going, where you are right now. And I really appreciate having that kind of insight, especially as I'm getting to know all of you. So that said, I am going now to turn you over to, oh my goodness, Jimbo Fantastico. Yes, he's right here. Take it away.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, would like to remind all the folks out there that have joined us tonight, no matter what platform you are on, if you're international, let us know, and we will give you live international shout-outs. Like, we are right off the bat to Laura in Canada,
yeah.
And we have both of our captains here, but one of them is in Ireland,
yeah.
Right? And those are who we got so far, yeah, so far. But as you show up, as you let us know, we will give you live international shout-outs. Doesn't have to be just at the beginning. We'll work you in. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in and get your free reading. When you do call in to get your free reading, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I tested it. If you ever have silence or it goes silent, you didn't have anything, you should always hear something. If you hear nothing, I recommend hanging up and calling back. If it continues, sometimes give us patience. Give us some patience if there's a technical problem. It could take more than a minute, but typically it's been pretty good since we had through the big 3-week stretch of unhappiness from the Blog Talk fiasco. Facebookers, if we get gaps in the calls, we will surely turn to you. We will go to you. We will ask you for readings because we know a lot of you are international, and there's no way you're calling international unless you are filthy rich and probably are not so, but we can't promise you times, if it's going to happen, how many times, blah, blah, blah. You just have to hang tight and we'll see what happens. But we'll give instructions and let it be known if that arises, that situation there. Also, no matter how you get your free reading, be it Blog Talk or be it on Facebook, when you hear those sounds of the harps, that means that free reading of yours is concluding. It's coming to an end. Please let it be. Let it be. Only because it's free. And also, there's a lot of other folks that would like to get in and get theirs done, too. So typically, there's always somebody left out at the end of the show. Better to be early than late. And so therefore, work with us on that harp. But also, when you hear that harp, before you do depart, I was going to give you a single angel card reading, hence the harp angel connection there. Tonight's deck shall be the healing angels. These are good cards, and they're very short and sweet, which is kind of good if there's a lot of people waiting to get through. Also,
plus you can bring your own interpretation.
Well, and it might not be a message directly relating to your question. Just remember that, because this is not the same. I'm just pulling a single card randomly, mind you, from the deck just for you. But it's not the same as Deb's elaborate card layout thing. No connection whatsoever to hers. None there. These are Oracle, technically. This one doesn't use that in the label, but I think that's the classification they fall under. Some of the other ones we have actually call themselves Oracle cards because they can. You know what today is? International, mind you. Not just national. International Hot and Spicy Food Day.
Oh, yes.
Everybody likes that.
I'm an observer of that.
It doesn't matter where you live. Oh, I am too. Well, I got some good stuff, good hot sauces.
Bring it.
National Fig Newton Day. That's National Fig Newton.
Oh, I love those growing up.
You know, I, for the longest time, wouldn't touch those as a kid.
Why?
They looked bizarre. Then when I had one, I was like, whoa, boy, was I missing out. Yeah, they are pretty damn good. A couple of national, the one I think is kind of funny, National Nothing Day. It's a day for if you're just sitting around doing nothing, this is your day. You know, it is a lot of fun sometimes to do nothing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like a little vacation for the brain.
It's glorious.
It is indeed. All right, Deb, do you want to jump in with any messages, thoughts, anything like that? Okay, well, then fire away.
I don't know how many, and of course I wouldn't know unless you tell me, how many happened to catch either the Critics' Choice Awards or the Emmys that have been on very recently. Oh, my God. What are these women thinking with the clothes they're wearing? The men, they come out looking sharp and dapper, and the women look like they went dumpster diving for their, you know, red carpet gowns. Lord. I looked through a whole bunch of pictures today, and I could maybe pick out five that were outstanding. Heidi Klum, always. She is the poster child for class. And boy, she knows how to wear a strapless gown, let me tell you. But some of them, oh my God, I couldn't believe it.
Didn't many years ago somebody wear a meat dress?
Yes.
Was that Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
Like her first time she went to one of those events or a major run, yeah.
I think she was, I thought she went on the Johnny Carson show or something.
No, I thought it was one of those, I thought it was one of those type award things that she went to, I thought it was, but.
But
international shout out to Olay in Lebanon.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
So, if they have stylists, they inspire them.
Yeah, it's sometimes I just try to get outrageous. They just want to outrageous. I don't know, but it's stupid. They don't realize how stupid. Or I guess they don't care because they're rich. But
I guess, but my God, you're putting on designer clothes. Do you really think that you are promoting a good designer when you
yeah, you know, that designer's in on that, though. That's the designers are in on that whole thing, wearing that.
And the diamonds and all that. There was one woman, I hope you guys get a chance to see her. I forget her name. She came there super, super pregnant. Did you happen to hear about her? If she was standing sideways, you'd be able to see everything she's got. From the tummy on up, I mean, it's exposed. It's like, I mean, yeah, you can be proud of your, you know, tummy, what do they call baby bump, but get out of here. No. And these women that may as well be naked, Lord have mercy. Yes, you've got a great body, but it would look even better in some clothes.
No, I think they should be completely naked if they got a good body. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Less is more. I'm okay with that if they can pull it off. Are you ready, Deb?
Okay, that's my soapbox moment.
Yeah, well, you know, us guys, I'm a guy, so we don't talk about that at work. We talk about sports. That's what we talk about.
Sports.
A lot of stuff going on in the sports world. All right. We're going to start with area code 212. Google tells me that's in New York.
Well, well.
Welcome, 212. You're the first caller. Turn
hello
up.
There.
Hi. Hi, how are you? This is Bryn in New York City. How are you doing?
Yes, hi, Bryn. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, welcome back.
Okay, how are you doing, guys? Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. Yes, same to you. And I hope you're staying warm up there.
Yeah, it's cold here. It's about 29 degrees. I mean, compared to other places in the United States, this is like a heat wave, right?
they're laughing at you right now, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're in the 30s, but we're on our way down. I think we're in the low 30s right now.
We're going.
We're not far behind you.
Anyway, I'd like to have a message from my guides, what I need to hear right now.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, you've had enough readings that I think we could do that. Maybe while I'm doing this, Jim, you could explain a little why I can't do that for everyone.
Yeah. For a very infrequent caller, and you just had like a general reading, we don't know enough of, you know, we haven't read for you before. We don't want any questions, background info, so you're going to get garbage in, garbage out type of deal. You're not going to get much of a reading. So if you are new or fairly new, only called once before, give us background, give us some info, life things, goals, just some quick couple sentences. You don't have to give us an autobiography that's 100 pages, but it'll help. This is not like crystal ball voodoo crap, gypsies on TV, I see through the mist, you know. No, this is you are part of this reading. If you, the more information you can provide, you will make it a high-quality reading.
This is intuitive guidance for the modern world.
Yeah, it's
is
not
what I think.
It's not woo-hoo gypsy traveling crap. Yep.
So,
All right.
Well,
anyway.
First of all, I'll see what your guides have to say. But first of all, I need to let you know that there is someone from your past who is really grieving over you. Somebody
grieving.
Who, yes. Somebody that it appears to me that this relationship came very close to an official commitment.
Hmm.
And this is somebody who is so sorry, so deeply anguished.
Hmm.
So I wanted to let you know, if somebody contacts you and from your past, those aren't crocodile tears. Those are genuine. All right.
Okay.
Coming to you, because I can tell when somebody's just doing the wham-wham, you know, for effect. No, these are real. This is somebody who's realized the impact you've had on their life and how they squandered it. They threw it away. They didn't treat you with the, you know, kind of love and respect you deserved. So it could be an apology that you hoped would come. It's been long in coming, but this could be a little bit good for the soul. All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, your guides are saying, now you're going to know what this means. I'll just tell you what I'm getting. They're watching you. They are, yes, keeping very close to you, watching you, and they're saying to me, you need to put a higher price on your heart. Price, maybe that's not the right word. A higher standard, value. You need to value your affection, your love that you are able to give, your loyalty. Because they're watching you. And there's somebody here that is really coming through as a friend and not so much as a prospect for love in the future. Now, friendship is awesome. Friendship, as we get older, is the best foundation there is for a lasting relationship. I mean, it'll go through time. And but this one, I think, is going to stay strictly platonic. But you have many, many possibilities around you.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia. Welcome back, Rachel.
And
land down under.
I think your guides are saying, Fred, I'm picking up, is they're watching you when you think nobody is watching, but they are there. And they just want you to put more value on yourself and your life. Okay.
Okay.
And that should be a really resonating message for you. By the way, I'm seeing within this year, you are going to make awesome strides in your work.
Oh, great.
As your profession. Yes. And it's coming under a designation that's called What Would Surprise You? And it will. But it's got two hearts all over it, hon. It doesn't get any better than that. All
wow.
right?
Okay.
So, yes. Keep that in mind. And Jim has something for you, too.
I do. Before
okay.
you depart,
you,
I have your healing angel card reading. The card I pulled, subject is determination. Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
I really like that.
Thank you so much, both of you. I appreciate
it. Don't give up.
Yeah,
well, we no low lying. What is it? Low hanging fruit? Is that what you said?
Low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you people that you don't people don't need to go for the low hanging fruit unless they are starving. So
right. The thing is kind of like garbage in, garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to break higher. Yeah. Way higher.
Right, we appreciate you. We appreciate you holding.
Yeah, well, thank
you. Know, you had to hold for a while. That's very patient of you. We have the patience part that was in the card.
Yeah.
So, yep.
That was. So please take care. Stay warm.
Okay, thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Jimbo.
Oh, no problem, man. Hey, keep on calling anytime. Yeah. Don't feel free to call as much as you'd like.
We'd love it.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And blessing to you both. Thank you.
Same to you.
I get good feelings from Bryn. I really do.
Yeah,
really,
when's the last time you called?
Good soul.
I don't have a good memory, so I don't remember. You remembered really well.
There were a few men that call us.
I recognize the voice. I just couldn't put a name and location to it. But all right, well, let's keep on because calls are coming in. Calls are coming in. Let's go. We're going to stay on the East Coast, but we're going to go down south. We're going to go to area code 561, which is down in Florida. 561, welcome. You're the second caller.
Florida, welcome.
Bring it on.
Hey, Jim. It's New Year's. Happy New Year's. I was wondering what's coming first, a new job or new love or anything like that.
And who are we talking to so we can,
My name
you know,
is Stacy.
Okay, all right. Well, good to have you with us. Something for the new year, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I remember Nicole last night on News for the Soul was saying she gets lots of email requests about readings for the new year.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, everybody wants to open the book and see what it says. So here we go. Just one moment now.
Yes, indeed. Yes, so we're 2 weeks in. Anything eventful happened so far in your new year? Is it just still kind of just the old ones still just keep on going into the new one for you?
Yeah.
That's
is it, yeah, well, I mean, it is just, it did just turn. You know, sometimes we expect, oh, my God, it's January 1st, January 2nd, I want change. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't come that fast. It comes when it wants sometimes, and plus it depends on the change. Sometimes the change is something we have control over. Like a lot of people go on those diet resolutions and I'm going to go to the gym and lift weights every day. And a lot of people do a lot of stuff they have control over, but then they lack the determination, staying
power.
Well,
that's true. Or they will fill up their agenda so they don't have to go do it. You know,
a lot of people will do that.
Procrastination is king.
Yep. Or it's simple things like I'm going to stop procrastinating. That's an easy one. Except I'll do that tomorrow. Well, you just procrastinated on your procrastination resolution. Nice. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I'll tell you what. You need something good to come to you for this year. You've been through, it looks like, it all. Like it's been this great big windstorm that you've been just, you know, bent over and walking through. And I'm happy to tell you things are definitely going to improve. And the one thing I want to tell you is never change the goodness that's in you. Never lose that. Because I feel like you've been a little bit used and abused by others because you have such a kind, generous heart. But remember, that's to the good for you. If they can't appreciate what you do, if they can't, you know, be grateful, that kind of thing. It isn't that you should regret it. You should be glad that you were able to do what you did and basically move on smartly. All right.
It'll one day come home to roost with a lot of those folks. Yeah, it will. And I wanted you to know that, like Jim was talking about resolutions, a lot of times those are, I think, manifestations, but kind of inside out. They're based on negatives. Like, I've got to quit smoking, drinking, you know, gaining weight, da-da-da, not enough exercise. But what they should be doing is flipping them more to for a positive perspective. Like, this will be the year that I will meet an lasting love, a real soulmate, turn it to something, you know, that gives you the freedom to embrace it. You know, I'll do my best to get in shape, but I'm not going to become a gym rat or, you know, starve myself, but I'll do the best I can, that kind of thing. So for you, I see that in this year, there is going to be a lot of challenge starting out for you, hon, to become more, having more faith in yourself. Okay, you've been beaten down a lot. People have not been good to you in many ways. And along that same line, you've got people that are super jealous of you, that would love to see you on your knees, you know what I mean, in the street. That's terrible. So maybe a good time to use some discernment and start clearing away the clutter. If you have people around you that don't, you know, lift you up, that don't do anything but make you feel used, you don't have to be with them. You can gently let them go. You know what I mean? Find new people.
Yeah. I did drop a friend recently.
Yeah, and sometimes if you have to do that, then sometimes you, hindsight after it's over, you realize maybe that person really wasn't a friend if I had to do that.
That's true. And if they walk so easily, that's not real, you know, love from somebody easily.
Walk away, or they push you away, or they try to do try to turn your life in a negative direction. That's not what a friend does.
There was one friend I felt guilty of kind of, you know, dumping, and then she tried to contact me like a couple of weeks ago, and now I don't, because she said all of her other friends dumped her too, so probably for the same reason.
Yeah, you know, that person needs to have an epiphany.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, some people don't want to change, but maybe, it's like they say, if everybody you know tells you you're crazy, maybe you are. If everybody you know is dumping you as a friend, maybe you're not being a good friend.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, one or two people tell you, hey, a thing, you don't have to believe it. When everybody you know starts saying something, you might want to think, yeah, you know what, I should probably be a better friend to all my other acquaintances. And sometimes it's too late. They can burn bridges.
Well, one thing to the good, I see that you're going to have greater income this year.
Money.
Thank you. See, there was us coming because I was at a job and that ended, and then I was just at a different one and that only lasted a week. So I'm just really upset because my other jobs lasted me 3 years and one almost a year. They closed down and then this job just ended Friday. So I'm just, when do you see? Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's something to remind yourself. The right job for you is a door that will open and it will stay open. So my perception is that these last two jobs weren't really for you, that something better is on the way. So this is now a test of your faith and your hope. And watch and see now what happens. Watch and see. Here's Jim now.
Interesting. I pulled this card, and I always do it like during the reading. I don't know if there's any superstition or anything. But anyway, the card I pulled for you, your healing angel card, This one subject is a specific archangel, and it's Archangel Sandalphon. And he is actually telling you, I have heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds beautiful.
Now,
soon, beautiful.
Soon is not a definitive time, but it's better than saying your prayer is going to be answered 1,000 years from now. Soon means, okay, hang on a little longer type of thing, I think, is what it's saying.
I agree. And now that you, my grandmother always said, when you get one of these readings, that your personal vibration has been raised. And this is an excellent time for you to use for manifesting what you want for the future, what you hope for, you know, what would really make you happy.
Yep.
Because with a higher personal vibration, well, I personally believe like she did, we literally create our own reality. So all these things that are presenting themselves as obstacles in your life, hon, these are all surmountable, and you're going to come out on the other side. Sure hope that you'll call us again. I really like your cards. I really do.
Yes, we do lots of shows. Everybody's, well, you don't like have a card that you just used up, a punch card, and you can't call in again soon. You can call in soon as many times as you want.
Yes, you can.
It's up to you. That is up to you. We welcome all folks.
Yeah, blessings and happy new year to you both. And I'd love to keep listening to your show. And I'll definitely, because you guys lifted my spirits, because Friday the 12th felt like Friday the 13th when that job just, you know, it looked good on paper.
Right.
Yeah, it looked good on paper, but the two headsets weren't working. And then she says, well, I don't think this is working out. The two headsets weren't working. It's not my fault that they were having technical difficulties. And because of that, I was out of a job. And the other two jobs, they just closed down the companies. But, you know, I was there for 3 years and another one for almost a year. But there's 4 days, 5 days.
Well, better is on the way for you, and it'll be a job where they appreciate you. And that's where I'm seeing you're going to definitely make more money for yourself. You're worth more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So take care. We're
I just like this other that I just started because it was nearby, just a few miles away. Yeah. What the only thing I liked about it, but you know, I gotta keep applying. I applied to others, haven't heard back, so I'm keep plugging away.
Keep on, and that's what you got to do. If you, like they say in sports, you're never gonna get a home run if you don't swing the bat. In hockey, you're never gonna score a goal if you don't take a shot. But so you got to keep on, and things will come. I mean. Cards were positive. The single card I pulled were positive. As long as you can be positive, let it be.
And that's Archangel who?
That was Sandalphon.
Sandalphon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can look. You can Google. I don't know much about the Archangel.
No, I heard of Archangel Michael. You said Archangel Sandalphon?
Sandalphon. Yeah. Sandalphon. Mm-hmm. It's very phonetic. Even if you spell it wrong on a Google search, it'll pop. They'll figure out what you're talking about. Yep. All right. Well, good luck to you and call again.
Yes, hon. Take care.
And also, yes, I just to let everybody know that I never hang up on people. I just put them back on mute. So if they want to listen to us through the phone call, that's fine. Or if they were listening to us on their computer or their phone on Blog Talk's website, whatever they want. But I leave that decision to you to hang up. You don't have to. The queue is not going to explode if you stay there and listen to the entire show. It's all good. All right, Deb, let's move it. 208. 208 is in Idaho. 208, welcome to the show.
Yes, good to hear from you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. My name is Alyssa.
Hi there, hon. And how are you doing? Is it cold? You have snow.
Oh, so much. We're in the negatives and a bunch of snow. So, yeah, lovely weather.
Yeah, but you are Idaho, right? So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what is bringing you?
What would you like to discuss and find out with the cards?
Well, two things. One thing I just wanted to mention about your previous call. I hope she's still listening. There's something really great that I have kind of come up with recently that, you know, when you have people who are kind, but they end up in bad situations and bad things happening, and you keep giving all this good stuff, and you're like, what the hell? I think a really great thing is that what I give, I deserve to receive. So I think that works in both positive and negative sense. Like, if you're giving shit, you deserve to get shit back. If you give good things, then you deserve to have good things.
Yeah. Well, I like the way you think. That makes a tremendous amount of sense. You know, it really does.
Thank you.
And now for you. What can we do for you?
The floor is yours.
Thank you. So I actually had called a couple weeks ago and talked about a dream that I had. And then you brought up the dream about the male stripper. So the dream that I had was
Imagine that, Deb.
So the dream that I had was actually in December 2019 or 20. I can't remember. But I'm curious, is it this year that I'm likely to meet that person, that guy, Shane, or is it a different year?
Okay. We will check that out for you
so
right
now.
So
this is basically a continuation of the last meeting, which is cool. People can do that. That's yeah, absolutely. Inquiring mind.
Yeah,
I just know.
Well, it took me a couple of years to get into a better space, and so I'm in a better space, but I'm not quite ready to meet him just yet.
Okay, well, you know what? When you're ready, you're ready. Nobody can tell you that, and sometimes we don't know when we're ready. We just keep on doing our thing, and when it comes, it comes. So the cards are going down. Let's see here. Okay, we're doing good. We're doing good. We have a good pace tonight. We have a good flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show. It's a really good show, like freaking is that Ed Sullivan?
Yeah.
We got a really good shoe for you. All right.
I think more time is needed, but time is very fluid. And it usually relates to, are you in your own best time? Is he in his own best time? And when we used to talk about, we had a lady that would work with us named Veronica, and she talked about a turkey has to be fully cooked. And I don't think your turkey here is cooked enough yet. But it's coming.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
Kind of one of them.
Yes, it is coming. Yeah, I think you're right, Jim. And I'm going to tell you, I really think you've got some real successful periods coming for you this year. Lots of a sense of being boosted up. And I think that's great. I really do.
Oh, that's huge, because I am going in front of a judge at the end of March for disability, and it's my last chance. So that sounds great.
All right, that's interesting you mentioned
for
that.
For Social Security stuff?
Yeah. Is it Social Security? Oh,
okay.
God.
Yeah, that's sad. You got to go to a judge.
Like you have to go to the mafia.
A place
and,
that exists because we pay taxes. What kind of crap is that?
Well,
all right, anyway, I'm
because there's so many.
I'm preaching to the people. And the scammers out there do ruin it for the people that truly need it. That is true.
Well, I want you to know that I see this turning into a discussion. Make sure that you have to go and state your case, like plead your case. What do you have to do?
I have to go up in front of the judge and tell him everything and show the documentation that I have.
Okay, well, make sure you use really good descriptive language so you come off as somebody who really needs this disability. Because sometimes if people go in there with fancy footwork and they use $100 language, the judge, you know, they're only human. They can look at this individual and think, listen, you can go out and make a living. You know, you've got a good head on your shoulders and blah, blah, blah. But I think you should not have to fight for very long. I really think the judge is going to want to provide this for you. But now you should call us again before your court date. Things do change. So
yeah, definitely, I will.
I work often with, say, college students or those going to their medical boards, lawyers that are taking the bar. And the cards will help them to make sure they make the best choices.
When is that court date?
In March, I think she said.
A March. That sucks. You got to wait so long, too. It's crazy.
Oh, I've been in this process for 6 years.
Oh, you know.
That's ridiculous.
You know, I hope you get it, and I hope they backdate that crap so you get a big fat check for all those 6 years, too, I hope.
Well, I don't know if it's...
I don't know if it's retroactive. It should be. That's for sure.
Definitely
should be. Yeah.
Boy, and I'll tell you, they're just like the IRS. You owe them. It seems like you go on owing them forever. And that can be a real financial rabbit hole. So, yes, go in there, state your case, speak plainly. You know, don't try and dazzle him with big words. Just keep it simple. As they say in the military, use the kiss.
Keep it simple, stupid.
An acronym. Yeah, that's the acronym.
There it is.
Good old acronyms. Yep, you got to like it. All right.
But I think you're going to come out of this smelling like a rose.
All right, here's your Healing Angel card before we move on. Subject is peace. No matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a subtle shift in awareness. Think love and peace will follow.
Oh, that's nice.
Great. Well, hey, we appreciate you calling. We appreciate you holding, and feel free to call us again and again and again.
Of course, you guys have a great one.
Yes, you too.
Stay warm up there.
You walking wool.
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's see here. Oh yeah.
Well, Jim just likes looking at their
of course
booties and.
Well, yeah. That's why I don't care about. I mean, tennis is a good sport to watch. It is.
Aren't those women rather human?
No, it's some not. Most 90% of them are not.
No.
No. But I used to watch tennis a lot when I was a kid. Like the old, what was it, Yvonne Lendl and John McEnroe and Jimmy Connors and all that.
Oh, they were kind of fun.
Those were great matches. Yeah, I used to watch that. Yeah. And then I'd watch the women's because you could see what was her name?
Billie Jean.
Chrissy Everett.
Oh, Chrissy.
No, not Billie Jean. She was not. She wasn't nothing to look at. She was dominant, but she was not a beauty. Chrissy Everett Lloyd. She was pretty good looking. So, but in that beach, that like the Olympic beach volleyball, love it. Teeniest little swimsuits. That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful. I remember, I think it was actually the Olympics, maybe that were in England. Some of the teams, you know, from the Islamic countries that want to cover themselves up with nothing but eyeball showing were kind of bitching.
About
the attire. And you know what? It's like, you know
what? What do they want them out there in their...
it's like, you wear what you want to wear. It's like, shut the hell up. You know, come on. It's beach volleyball. Go play another sport if you don't want to wear a bikini. Christ.
Well, they're not wearing bikinis either.
They are.
Those cute little tent. Oh, the volleyball.
The beach volleyball. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they are. And they're very teeny, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. All right, let's move on, Deb.
Yeah.
Let's take our next caller, area code 520. Oh, Lisa.
I love you guys.
What happening?
Well, I'm at the parking lot of a shopping store. My friend is in there shopping, so I hope we can... I think she'll take her time. I told her, take your time.
Not the guy.
I thought you were going to be on a road trip with neighbor.
Yeah, did you go with the neighbor?
That was yesterday. That was yesterday,
oh,
all day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't yesterday, what day was yesterday?
Medical.
It was
yeah.
Monday, yeah.
So you didn't call in Monday.
No, unfortunately.
Oh, well, I have a missing day in my brain. Okay, all right, I'm here, I'm alive.
We were together from morning until 8 o'clock at night. Yeah.
Did it go well? No.
Well, it went like this. We're still talking to each other.
Hey.
Yeah, they're not. They're,
that's positive.
Nobody's got a U-Haul.
No.
Nobody's got a U-Haul. Nobody's moving.
Nope.
International shout-out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Yeah, so.
No, I think it went Well, it just, I was telling him some stuff. You know, he's trying to force the issue of coming to these happy places I have. Honestly, I want you to get your own fun places. He says, no, I want to go there. He kept insisting because we're driving. And at one point, he used the car.
He doesn't trust
you. He doesn't trust you. He's trying to be a spy. Not stalking like scary stalking, but he's trying to be a if a guy wants to always know where you're going so he can just pop in, yeah, he wants to pop in and spoil your fun.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Your time.
So that is a fact.
He said, I'm going to grab you and pull you on the dance floor. I said, look,
yep.
I don't want you there. I need my happy
right.
places by myself. And,
right.
you know, and then this morning I was explaining it to him in detail. I said, look, I've always loved you. I still love you. The thing is, there are some bad history between us. I've cried over you. And I need my space. I need to have my space. So I'm not sitting here at this place as you go out and have your good time. I need my own time by myself, and I don't need you at these places. And, you know, I just need to get it out of my system, do my thing. So he said, okay, I won't go. But he was really insisting. And then we had a great time, and we went shopping, we went to eat, and to his favorite Indian place. I like Indian food too, but I always think we could do better. But we don't have the time to scout around other, you know, it's convenient place that we go to.
Right.
And then we traveled home and we were talking. It was nonstop talking. But when we were heading toward the appointment, he was using the car as a weapon. He got really mad at me. But we were in the country on the highway, and he started to pass. He put the gas on. And he started to pass this vehicle, and you couldn't see. There was no visibility. It was the crest of a hill. And I said, what the hell are you doing? You did this in August.
No.
You did that
that's
in August.
Dumb.
I said, you can't do this.
Shit.
You can't do this. You're going to kill us. I said, let's
yep.
talk about something else. And so we did chat about other things. And anyway, this morning
yep.
he conceded. And then we're walking every day with each other. So we did walk this afternoon. I had an appointment with my friend for lunch. She's a professional person. Oh, I'm using that word with Jim's word. Project. No, project. Okay, project is the word. And she had to cancel.
Yeah, loading the grenades, putting the pins in.
I know. You got a list. You got to cross people off your list.
So then he and I have this thing now. We're going to walk every day together and to, you know, and we do, and we have a good time. Then I went dancing. I left him. I didn't say where I was going. And I went dancing. It was so much fun. Oh, my God. And I'm there by myself. And I'm thinking, God, if he ever showed up, I would be toast. I just wouldn't like it at all. Now, anyway, Deb, what do the cards say?
Okay, but I've got to point out, do you realize how much you have shifted within this past year? Priorly, if that's
well, you know
word,
what?
Priorly, that you always wanted him with you.
Well, you know, Deb, this is the thing.
Yeah.
And I told him that this morning. I said, when I landed here, I was in a different mental state, emotional state. I had, you know, I mean, it was just, I haven't gone to a bar, you know, the last couple of decades, I was in a relationship. I didn't go to bar. We
right.
went to nature. We were nature freaks. We did our stuff together. We didn't go to bars. Now I'm in bars.
They're fun.
Yeah.
You know,
you're
a lot of people have negative bars. You know what? You can go to a bar and have fun. You're not going to a bar and do shots and get drunk and run around with
no.
underwear on your head.
You can have
you
fun.
Know, it's
yeah.
not all
I mean, people
about
are
that.
Doing, yeah,
not
people
a,
are doing
not a biker
that.
Bar where people are fighting and shooting each other. There's you all have fun, you know. But everybody has
God.
These shots. Well, you go to a bar, you alcoholic fuckface. And all you want to do is drink and pick up whores. No, you actually can go
well,
out there and have fun. You can watch. You can watch
what's wrong
sports
with, that?
With people or dance or both, you know. Yeah, people,
and, you know,
people,
I did,
people
I did almost get crushed in my car a couple of different times. Once when I was entering the parking lot, And then when I was backing out, this guy, oh, my God, I almost got smashed to smithereens. And then my girlfriend, who doesn't drink either, she said, well, everybody's drinking. That's why.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, it depends on when you leave, too. If you stay till it closes and you leave at closing time, I don't know when closing time is there if you have one. But if you leave at closing time, pretty good chance that people leaving at closing time might have had a couple of cocktails in their bodies. So.
Probably.
Yeah.
So what I got for you? Oh, go ahead. Tell us what you're going
to
say.
I think the secret, I was thinking the secret to that is I just need to park away from that vicinity and park somewhere else and walk in.
Yeah, but then now you're walking in the dark.
And that's
Well, I don't, this is more daytime stuff that we have going on.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Good point.
Well,
how many,
no, wait a minute. You're going to a, bar and you're dancing in the daytime, and people are drunk, they're running you over.
Well, you know, isn't that weird? But it's happening. And the other thing is there are nighttime stuff. There's nighttime stuff that goes on. So you're right about that. You just got to take cover. You got to dodge a bullet.
That's right.
How bad do you want this?
To hide from him.
What?
She's not hiding. She's just not. She's hiding by just not telling him where she's going.
No, he knows. He felt.
Yeah.
Well, he knows you're going, but you're not telling him where.
No, he knows where I'm going. He found out. He dug for information.
I wonder how
he
long
told me.
I wonder how long it's going to take before he shows up.
Well, and
he's
going to
show up.
Oh,
it's
going to
happen eventually.
There, he could be reporting on you anyway.
Or he could have spies, or he could be watching from another parking lot across the street. He strikes me as that type of person.
Well, your neighbor.
But you have the cards. I do
not. Yeah, your neighbor is really wanting to push a future with you. But I really feel, hon, you need to be aware that putting a ring on your finger is going to be a lot like putting one in your nose. You know, where they leave the.
Well, he's getting one of those. He's going to transform.
Yeah.
He's going to transform into control freak.
He wants her submissive.
Okay, control freak.
Lisa likes being submissive.
A little bit. Not overly submissive, but a little bit, you know.
What is his ethnicity? Is he Italian? You know?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Look at how they...
Oh, they all think they're king shit.
They do.
Oh, hey, my name is Porretta. I got an A at the end of my name.
I'm learning.
Tell me what to do. My dad's a mafia, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm learning.
Go ahead.
And I'm learning a lot through him. Oh, my God, the exposure I've had. I've never seen this. I've thought I saw everything. You know, I'm learning about his culture. I'm learning about who he is. I'm learning about the gay stuff. I mean, it's all... Yeah. Excuse me, pardon me.
Oh, goody.
But, you know, I just... and then we're planning a trip. You know, last night when we're coming home, he says, "Yeah, we're going to California." And then we're going to... He wants, you know, we talked about taking my grandkid. And so, it'll be family-like. It'll be nice. You know, the trip. My grandson will like it.
That was in your cards about you going on a... On a nice trip.
Take a little trip.
Yeah, it was there.
Take a little trip with me.
It was seemed to be very pleasant. But if this man were to be in an official, you know, what would you call it? Like an official relationship.
Some kind of official committed thing, however that could mean anything. But yeah, I know what you're saying. It doesn't have to be the M word.
He would feel he has the right to come in that far, and he'd be saying things like, "Have you had enough now? Is it time for you to come home with me?" And he would be embarrassing too because he's got that Italian spirit.
And you know what,
well, you know,
though? Go ahead, Lisa, and then I'm going to throw a bolt.
Well,
not a bolt. I'm going to throw something on that.
There's a psychologist that lives in town, and he's a very gentle, kind psychologist, and his wife is this is like a second or third marriage for both of them. And she's a retired nurse. And I've seen him do that with her. But he did it in a kind way. He said, and he doesn't drink. She drinks. And he said, "Is it time? Can we leave now? Did you have?" But he said it gently to her. He said it, you know, kindly. So there's a way you can say it kindly to people.
Kind of, yeah.
Passive aggressive.
No, it didn't. You know, it seemed okay. You know, she didn't mind. And
have you had,
I didn't mind.
Really, say that again.
I didn't.
Are you done? Are you through yet?
Right,
that's very passive aggressive. Are you done? Are you through yet? Are you ready to go?
Or,
yeah.
Well, you said it very
strange.
Oh, I could say it sweetly, too. Hi, honey. Would you mind if I bash your brains in with a baseball bat? I could say that kindly, too. I mean, no. I'm just saying, because you say it kindly doesn't mean that it was meant kindly. But anyway, go ahead.
But I did. Yeah,
I forgot.
Don't forget ever again.
I forgot.
You said the trip was going to be pleasant.
Oh, I think it will be.
The trip.
I like that you hope they're talking about going to California.
California.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to San Francisco?
No.
Where? What'd she say?
No.
Yep?
No.
She knows why I asked.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that's kind of not even true anymore. That's an old stereotype. That's kind of gone now with the new world we live in.
Yeah.
I was in San Diego, and I'll tell you what.
What?
There was freaking flyers and newspaper ads for all sorts. They had a Mother's Day thing when I was down. Because I worked down. My company sent me down to San Diego to work many times. They were having this Mother's Day drag queen event somewhere. I was like, holy sheep shit. What in the hell's going on in this world?
Well, Jim, that's...
Mother, come celebrate Mother's Day with all these guys who want to be mothers, but they can't because they got Wiener Schnitzel between their legs.
Ew,
but they want to dress up as women, though.
Jim, that's the thing.
They can have it, and I can also have my freedom of speech and say, what the fuck is wrong with you? Okay, anyway, back to Lisa. My right to say that, damn it.
Well, go
ahead.
It has nothing to do with her anyway.
My neighbor and I both agree we don't like public PDI from either alternative lifestyle or even hetero. I don't like it. I've seen it from heteros, you know, where they're dripping and dribbling, oh, God, like plungers on each. I don't like to see it publicly displayed. I'm not a prude. I can get as dirty as the next person, get down, get dirty, get nasty, yeah. But let's do it behind closed doors, please.
Behind closed
doors. I don't like to see the same gender, you know, slobbering all over each other either. I don't like to see it either way. I don't like to see it hetero. I don't like to see it. And we both agree on that. So we have that in common. You know, there's a time and a place. Get a room kind of thing.
Yeah.
There is. A lot of times that is... people that are fairly have just met recently and they start getting hot and heavy on dance floor and stuff. That's usually not people that have been married for 10 years. That's usually not people that have been married for 10 years starting to suck face on the dance floor. Those people like just met that night and they're like, whoa, they're ready to rock and roll. They're already starting on the dance floor. I have done that many a time.
But you know,
there's nothing wrong with that. It's like you're warming up for the game, getting ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get ready, because you know what? Once you leave that place, you're going to the bedroom Olympics, and it's going to be a good
time. Yeah. And there are bouncers, though, that are hired. I've seen them in some clubs. Like I said, I'm a newbie at the bars today. But lots of years ago, there were bouncers that people got too one-on-one with each other, like humping or whatever,
Right.
They would kick them out.
Yes, you're right. They don't care if they make out and stuff. But yeah, if people start getting too far beyond, they're going to shut it down because they don't want to get shut down. They don't want to lose their license.
Yeah, the bar closes, then they lock the doors and women get on the pool table and the bar and stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You got to do some research on Google.
Oh, imagine that. It's the internet. The world of truth is on the internet. There's nothing false out there ever. All right, Deb. Hey, the clock's ticking, so let her know what's going on. What else is going on? It's her life.
I'm telling you. I'm going to make a prediction right now. All of you are witnesses now. All of you. I am predicting that Lisa is in a bit of a paradigm shift right now where she doesn't want him to come to the bar, but she used to before miss him and wish he had come to the bar. Remember those guys? Now
I do not.
you're getting ready.
But I have the memory of a housefly.
For
so.
Your Mr. Right. You're getting ready.
She don't want to hear that shit.
You don't think so?
No, she thinks this is her forever guy. She's in the meat whistle, man. She doesn't want anybody else to come along. She's in her own little world, and that's fine. Hey, it's her world. Hey, I got my own world, too. I got my own agenda, but I'm just saying, I don't think she wants to hear that, but who am I?
Right now, they're still in the flow of that relationship.
And you two have your own, like, when she does readings with you one-on-one, so you get a lot of stuff I don't know about, so maybe
right.
Maybe I'm making wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Stuff on the air
I could be wrong. Be wrong.
Like me to do.
I'm always wrong. I'm not one of those guys who's always right. I'm quite often wrong. There's nothing wrong with that shit. I'm a human. Embrace it. When you make a mistake, just embrace it. Quit trying to cover it up. Just embrace it. I fucked up and move on.
But for now, he would like you to be more like you were, a homebody, you know, wanting to have dinners all the time with him, wanting
really?
To go to the farmer's market and, you know, you guys can find her friends there.
You got to go? Lisa,
well,
do you have to go?
Hear, no, she's loading up her groceries. I can hear a little bit more. If there is a little bit more.
You guys go grocery shopping after you go out dancing?
Not all of us went dancing.
Hey, yeah. Oh, boy, I'm up there shaking, chasing dudes, and let's go buy some bagels and some pretzels. That would be great.
All right. Well, anyway, you have money still coming to you. Did you close on a deal yet? Because you're going to.
Not yet. I want to, though.
I told you, and I remember this some time ago, I said you may have a bit of a hit on
the
property, but you're going to come out ahead. Yeah. So, anyway, I wanted to say to you, hon, just be a feather on the wind. Let it take you where it's going to right now. Yeah. But this, I really feel like a year from now, we will look back on this and you'll be amazed at how far you came. You know? And Lisa, I pity the first man you're going to have sex with because you just might damn near kill him.
Just make sure the next guy doesn't fancy the meat whistle.
Okay, she's getting in the car.
Okay.
All right, we got to go. All right. All right. All right.
Okay,
good night.
Thank you. Counting on honesty there, and not everybody's going to say.
All right, she had to hang up, so we'll just put that card away. All right.
Yeah.
Olé.
Oh, yes.
If you...
Let me just do it. It's when it's...
She never actually asked
you know
the question.
Olé, when it's real fresh like this, it's hard to get an accurate reading because you're deep in grief over losing your grandfather. It usually helps for me a day or two to pass so that you get your emotions a little bit more sorted out. And we will try to do, if you want, mediumship at that time. Next time we're on, I can do my best to contact him spiritually. Not everybody wants to talk, but we've lately had a lot of chatty conversations with those in spirit. So I think it would be...
So it'll be...
Yeah.
It's too fresh is what you're saying.
I think it is.
Yeah, because like I say, your intuitive card reading basically comes off their vibration.
If
she's in overwhelming grief, what are you going to get out of your card reading?
Also,
overwhelming grief, right?
Yes, and if you come to the reading with nothing but despair, and
right.
I'm saying anybody.
Just anyway, a total negative.
Life sucks.
Which you should. If you just lost somebody special, you're going to be very negative. That's what you should be. You're a human. But it's going to resonate in your reading, and that's not going to be that accurate. Then,
no, and these
right?
are the people that you have to get, what did Grandma call it?
Iguanas? Monkeys?
No.
Dogs? Apples? I know. Mandolins.
It took me forever today to come up with the word peridium for my sister.
Anus.
No anuses.
I'm just throwing words out because you can't think of it. I'm trying to help you here. Monkeys. Eagles.
What I'm meaning to say, I'll just break it down, is that when somebody comes in, everything is black. And it will. It can get that way. Because he's right. It's working off of your vibration.
And you're a human being. And if somebody special leaves, you should have nothing in your entire conscious but sorrow.
We're not going to tell you that. We're not going to say, oh, my God, you better find a cliff and jump.
No.
Because your life is in the...
Nobody should ever find a cliff and jump.
No. I'm meaning, you know...
I know, not realistically. And
but
I mean
we're
that.
Gonna
I'm
do,
with you there, too.
We're going to lift you up. We're going to say...
Where they belong?
Yeah.
What's that from? Officer and Gentleman, right?
Yeah, that drunk guy that's saying it on... He was drunk on Saturday Night Fever. No. Saturday Night Live. That guy, what's his name? Love lift me up.
That's not John. That's not Cochran.
That's not Cochran. I almost said it. What we're going to do is we're going to plant seeds in you. I'm speaking you as in the universal you. We're going to try to do our best to give you hope. Hope is the hope and love. Is what literally keeps life going.
Oh, it was Cocker.
Yeah,
I did say
Cocker.
I did say that.
Was I right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, and
he was
singing
was
it with
like
a chick.
This.
There was a duet.
And he was like this. And she's looking at him while they're singing like, WTF, guy.
I respect him, but I would never have bought an album off that guy. I never liked his music. Half the shit he did was remakes.
Did he sing that song, You Are So Beautiful?
He did a bunch of remakes, and then he did it his own style. I get high with help. He did all sorts of stuff that I did not like. But remember the Wonder Years? He had that song that he redid. Was it the Beatles song or whatever?
Oh,
he did,
Wonder
yeah.
Years. Yeah.
Wonder Years, yeah. He had that was his one of his songs. He's just like, shut up, Cocker.
Yeah, I just wonder who told him he could sing. Maybe he can write music really well, but please.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, is he alive?
I would assume.
I don't know either. But he's laughing all the way to the bank, obviously. But you know what? So is the guy that had the pet rock in the 70s. So just because you're rich doesn't mean you're smart or talented. It means you just hit something at the right...
Everybody
you struck... You
one.
Struck when the iron was hot. Just because you're a rich person in some kind of entertainment field doesn't mean you're super talented, and it just means you kind of won the lottery. You could be the dumbest piece of crap there ever was, but you hit things at the right time.
Yeah, so that's what we would do, so that then the next reading, we've instilled a little hope in you, and we can start working. A lot of this is life coaching, where we're taking a despondent, despair-ridden person and trying to give them something to look forward to, something to keep them going.
Wasn't that Hee Haw song? This is something, something, agony and despair. What was that song? How did it start out?
Oh, gloom, despair.
Whatever, but that was, and they always had some kind of guest person singing that wasn't actually on the show. Just some person that was randomly, remember they would, the one guy would face it, then they would turn. It'd be somebody like, holy crap, look who that person is singing it with him. But anyway, Hee Haw, it had its moments, you know.
You were looking at the breasticles.
Oh, the girls all jug band. Great. Now, they always have some dumb blonde go, we all through playing now.
And I bet you masturbated to the Sears or JCPenney catalog. The bra section, the nightgown.
You know, here we go. Got a freaking Deb has to take this to the ditch. We almost got through the entire show without really going to a ditch.
They have extra.
But now we're in a fucking ditch.
Yeah,
yep, here we go. Not just a ditch, the ditch filled with sewage.
If
yeah, that's wonderful.
If she'd be right in there with me.
Well, she's busy with her friend. So, all right. Well, let's put a ribbon, a wrap, whatever you want to say on this. Say goodbye to our Blog Talk folks. We thank you folks for joining us in the Blog Talk world.
Thank you so much. We have a little bit of fun, but your readings, trust me.
Friday would be the latest.
Yeah.
All right.